Texte numéro 31. Dismantling Google is a terrible idea. In August, Trustbusters scored their first major victory against big tech in a quarter of a century when a judge in the District of Columbia ruled that Google was a monopolist in online search. Using the power of the default, he argued, Google had blocked rivals and raised prices for its ads beyond free market rates. On October 8th, the Department of Justice is due to file proposed remedies for this abuse of monopoly power. These may include a proposal to dismantle the tech giant, perhaps by hiving off Chrome, its browser, or Android, its operating system for mobile handsets. This would be foolhardy. It is not at all clear that it would solve the central issue presented in the case. And besides, even though Google has long enjoyed the vast profits associated with its vice-like grip on search, it may not continue to do so. New generative artificial intelligence, AI tools, such as ChatGPT and Claude, are quickly gaining market share. Google is the web's most used search engine, handling about 90% of queries in America. That dominance, the judge ruled, has been cemented through default search agreements. Open up Safari on an iPhone and type a query into the search bar, and it will be Google that returns the results. For the privilege of doing so, Google shares some of the advertising revenue its search engine generates. The trouble with default search agreements is that they do not just make one option more prominent, they take choice away altogether. Separating Chrome or Android would not fix this problem as long as Google was still allowed to pay their eventual owners to be the default search engine. So the court should target default arrangements directly. Absent the fat check Google pays to be the default, Apple and other deep-pocketed tech firms might focus on building search engines of their own. In order to force Google to make public some of the technology that enables its search engine to work, such as its index of web pages and search query logs, could make it easier for rivals to try. The trial revealed that it costs an estimated $20 billion to build a search engine, plus $3 to $4 billion per year in annual research and development. Reducing those costs would let smaller companies compete too. Another reason to avoid a remedy as drastic as a breakup is that technology moves far faster than any legal system can. Add in the appeals process, and any action against Google is still years away. Yet already there is emerging evidence that Google's grip on search is slackening as generative AI tools gain ground. ChatGPT is the go-to search engine for 8% of Americans. Adapted from The Economist, October 2024.